The next US presidential debate is to be virtual. The decision comes just hours after the vice presidential showdown. Summer Marks is standing by in Washington with reaction to the Pence-Harris clash, as well as the latest on next week's top of the ticket debate. But first, we look at how today's clash unfolded.
Well, the American people have witnessed what is the greatest failure of any presidential administration in the history of our country.
The reality is, when you look at the Biden plan, it reads an awful lot like what President Trump and I and our task force have been doing every step of the way. I mean, quite frankly, when I look at their plan that talks about advancing testing, creating new PPE, developing a vaccine, it looks a little bit like plagiarism.
If the Trump administration approves a vaccine before or after the election, should Americans take it, and would you take it?
If the doctors tell us that we should take it, I'll be the first in line to take it. Absolutely. But if Donald Trump tells us that we should take it, I'm not taking it.
The fact that you continue to undermine public confidence in a vaccine, exactly, if the vaccine emerges during the Trump administration, I think is unconscionable. And, Senator, I just ask you, stop playing politics with people's lives.
But I think this is supposed to be a debate based on fact and truth. And the truth and the fact is, Joe Biden has been very clear. He will not raise taxes on anybody who makes less than $400,000 a year.
He said he's going to repeal the Trump tax cuts.
Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking. I'm speaking.
The important is you said the truth. Is he only going to repeal part of the Trump tax cuts?
If you don't mind letting me finish, we can then have a conversation, okay?
Please.
Okay.
The climate is changing. But the issue is, what's the cause and what do we do about it? President Trump has made it clear that we're going to continue to listen to the science.
We have seen a pattern with this administration, which is they don't believe in science.
I think, look, and with regard to George Floyd, there's no excuse for what happened to George Floyd. And justice will be served. But there's also no excuse for the rioting and looting that followed.
We are talking about an election in 27 days, where last week the president of the United States took a debate stage in front of 70 million Americans and refused to condemn white supremacists.
And Simon Marks joins us live from Washington. Simon, this virtual debate that's going to happen with the presidents, for this presidential debate, I mean, we've just heard that President Donald Trump saying that he will not take part. So what happens now?
Yes, well, I think that's a very good question, Glenda. This has all happened just in the last 2 or 3 minutes. President Trump has telephoned in to the Fox Business Channel here. He says that he wasn't consulted by the Commission on Presidential Debates, which arranges these TV debates, about the announcement that they put out around 45 minutes ago here, saying that the second debate is moving to a virtual format. The town hall audience, the commission said, would be at the debate site in Florida, but Donald Trump and Joe Biden would be at remote locations, presumably the White House and the vice president's home in Delaware. But speaking on the Fox News channel, President Trump has said, I'm not going to do a virtual debate. They cut you off whenever they want. He has hit back at the idea that there is a health risk of him traveling to Florida. He says that he doesn't think that he is any longer even contagious as a result of having been diagnosed with COVID-19. I'm a perfect physical specimen, he told the Fox Business Channel sarcastically. So, look, I mean, this opens up all sorts of questions. Just the latest dramatic twist and turn in this highly unpredictable election campaign. It would be very unusual, in my experience, unprecedented for the Commission on Presidential Debates to issue a statement that had not been previously approved and cleared, in this case by the Trump and Biden campaigns. But whether this genuinely caught the president by surprise or whether this is all some kind of positioning taking place, I think once again, Glenda, Steve, there are massive questions now about whether we are going to see another debate in this particular presidential election cycle.
Yes, and that one is due a week from now, so many things could happen before then. Let's come back just to talk about what happened today, Simon, in the vice presidential debate. It was quite different in tone from what we witnessed last week, but do you think it moved the needle for either candidate?
I mean, it was very different in tone, and we always suspected that it was going to be, given that Donald Trump wasn't on the stage and therefore wasn't interrupting everybody and wasn't encouraging his opponent to join him in the mire. The tone of this debate, more sedate, but in substantive terms, there were still enormous opportunities for each of the candidates, Mike Pence and Kamala Harris, not only to spread falsehoods and misinformation about one another's plans and records, but also to evade answering very simple, very clear questions. The moderator, at no point during the 90-minute encounter, pushed back and fact-checked anything that either candidate was saying. Mike Pence, two or three times during the debate, turned to Kamala Harris and said, "You're entitled to your own opinion, but you're not entitled to your own facts," which many viewers found highly ironic, given the nature of the Trump administration's approach to facts and alternative facts. But there was no pushback at all from Susan Page, the moderator, and Kamala Harris equally didn't answer basic questions that were asked of her. Are the Democrats planning to pack the U.S. Supreme Court with additional justices to dilute the conservative influence on the court? What is her vision for the future availability of abortion? Does she want it available in an unrestricted fashion? She didn't answer those questions, and Mike Pence completely misstated Joe Biden's plans on numerous occasions for policies here in the United States. So whether this impacts floating voters in any meaningful way, and there aren't many of them left to impact, I think is very doubtful. It may end up being a debate that is mostly remembered for the fly that descended on Mike Pence's hair for a couple of minutes at one point during the debate. One almost wondered if it had moved in. All sorts of internet memes suggesting that that is a metaphor for the state of the Trump-Pence campaign, as polls show Joe Biden now between 10 and 16 percentage points ahead of Donald Trump, depending on which poll you look at.
Yes, and that fly has several Twitter accounts, I understand, as well. Thank you very much for that update. Simon Mark speaking to us from Washington, D.C.